This is Allie Lightfoot. I'm at Blues and Brews in Telluride, speaking with Anders Osborne, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and one of this festival's favorite performers. Anders is releasing a new album in October called Peace. And on the cover of this new CD, there's a little girl flipping us off. So I was really curious, who is this child and how did she make it onto the cover?
I saw the picture. It was taken by a friend of mine, and it's his little girl about 4 years ago. It's a little old. And I was getting ready to go in and start the next record. I think this was in January or something. And I just thought it was extremely inspiring to see, like, the image in itself. You know, you can take it so many ways, but I saw, you know, upper middle class, nice house in the background, the Volvo, the, you know what I mean, uh-huh. The school uniform, high-end school, everything is just perfect, and she's got a little, you know, nail polish, and it's kind of been faded a little bit, like some old, you know, experienced woman, and she just, with this cold stare, just, but there's no anger or anything, there's just this, the finger, and I was like, this could be one of the best pictures I've ever seen. Yeah. I just feel like, so the title started, so I instantly wrote 2-3 songs based on that, and it made me think of my son and my daughter and my childhood and where I am today and what I've been through. And my grandparents and I started, like, everything started to kind of become this generational embodiment. And, like, I kept thinking about where I was in the early 70s and into the early 80s, which was kind of the time when I grew up, and I was going, okay, what's different today, really? Is there a lot? So those were the thoughts I had writing the record. Is there anything different? Or are we just, is it the same? It will always be the same. And you know what I mean? And I don't have the answers to any of this. I'm just a guy here, you know? So, but that picture triggered all this, and I just thought, it's brilliant. It's half a peace sign.
Yeah.
As much as it is flipping the bird.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then on the backside, we have a picture of the same girl reaching out and grabbing her dad's hand because she needs someone to take her where and lead her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I like the juxtapositions of those things.
Yeah, I think your music sort of does that too. There's like the you find like the soft side of hard.
That's beautiful. I have to use that line.
That's
how
it feels to me. And you really say something with your lyrics, and I can say you make your audience feel something. Trying to give people an experience. Do you ever feel like you maybe have life experiences so that you can express them in your music, almost like a method actor?
Yeah, I think the music that I play is what I wanted to play when I was in my early 20s, and I realized pretty early on, I actually did realize I can't play the music I want to play at this age. I don't have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept trying, kept writing songs. And lyrically, they just didn't connect the same way with me, especially. But I think there'd be every once in a while someone would say in my 20s, I love that song. And not just because it was hooky or felt good or you could dance to it, but something with the lyrics. But the last 10 years, there's a whole new playing field where I pull from something that is, it's my... my struggles and my aspirations and my manifestation. And when I started to realize that that's connecting, I see people like instantly be present at my shows. And then I became present and I realized this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to talk about this.
Yeah.
Which makes the shows very intense and they're draining. But they really are. I'm completely exhausted at the end. I really am. But I cannot see myself not doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to do other things in between. I can't just tour all the time doing this. But yeah, so to answer your question, yeah, it's method acting. I take from my experiences and then I figure I want these topics during the set.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to feel this way. I want them to lose their minds right here. And I want them to almost have this sensual, sexual anger towards something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, then, I got that.
Yeah. And then go into this vulnerable and all this. Yeah. So I'm like moving it the best way I can like that.
Yeah.
You're nailing that part.
Frequently you collaborate with lots of musicians. Yeah. And you're sort of collaborating with the audience too when you're doing that. And after 3 days of dancing in the mud here, I can definitely say, like, you do get to that point where it doesn't feel like anyone's in control. Like, it's almost this sort of mob that's just in this frenzy of, I don't know. Can you talk a little bit about that point?
Yeah.
That you can get to with this stuff?
Yeah, I think what you want to do, I need to be, during my show, I need to be the instigator and the conductor. But as soon as I try to control the whole thing, I think it can get a little bit becomes a show or a show off. And I think you, once I let the audience, like, let's say when I today, when I, so we've noticed, my band, you know, guys have noticed too, I'll play one Grateful Dead song, and as soon as that happens, you see this thing where it's like they actually, the audience goes up almost 3 feet. You can feel them rise, right? Well, now they're taking over. Uh-huh. They're lifting me. Now they're lifting me up, mm-hmm. right? So they're doing that thing you're talking about. And now I have to take it from there. I'm going, okay, I see. You know what I mean? Because I can't, you can't let.
Improvisation.
You know, you got to keep going with that. It's like, okay, we'll keep it going. And I think what it is you throw something out, and when that connection happens, you know, like a Grateful Dead song or a good lyrics or whatever the vibe is, the groove or the solo, if they take it and it brings them to taking their kids to school and working hard or not paying rent in time or whatever the life experience is, and let's say that's part of that, now they know that we're just the same.
Yeah.
We're connecting on so many levels, right?
Yeah.
And Grateful Dead has a way of doing that, mm-hmm. where it's just, we're just there. Mm-hmm. Playing with Phil, like, I don't even know what's happening. I really don't.
Nice.
It's
takes off.
Yeah, it's just, the audience is just as important.
Have you ever performed with people who don't really communicate that well with words? Like, you can't have a conversation with them, but somehow when you're working with them musically, they're fine, you can communicate easily?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and I think you can become real good friends after you play together.
Mm-hmm.
I think you don't have to be a musician to consider music your first language. I think a lot of people, music is the first language before anything else. I think it's not just universal. I think it's a very powerful language.
Really love.